Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
For a Christian, all of your sins, past, present, and even sins that you haven't committed yet have already been forgiven. I could spend well over an hour teaching on that from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, 15, all the rest of the 9th chapter, and then in the 10th chapter, verse 10 and 14, and Hebrews 12, 23. All of those verses talk about you've been sanctified and perfected forever by one offering. Every time you sin, you do not lose your relationship with God. That sin is not a new transgression that hasn't been dealt with, and you got to get it under the blood before God can fellowship with you or answer your prayer. That's basically the mindset that most people have, and because of this, it keeps you continually sin conscious. It keeps you in a constant state of condemnation because you think that, I'm failing and coming short of God. And even though you might be able to get over committing adultery and being a drunk or an alcoholic, things like this, did you know what? You are still going to fall short every day of your life. You're going to fail to love your mate the way that you should. You're going to fail to read and study the Word as much as you should, to pray in tongues as much as you should. And as long as you feel that you've got to be doing all of these things and have everything in your life dealt with before you can have boldness and confidence in your relationship with God, you are never going to be bold and confident. You're always going to be coming short. And this is where the vast majority of Christians live, in a constant state of unworthiness and failure. Maybe you aren't as bad as you used to be, but you're still pressing towards a goal and you haven't attained it yet. And until you get there, you just don't have any boldness and confidence. That is not the right attitude in the Christian life. And the Holy Spirit is sent to build you up and encourage you that God has already dealt with everything. So God has forgiven all of the Christian sins. You do not lose your right standing with God nor your fellowship with God when you sin. Now, you may lose your fellowship, but if so, it's because you are the one that turned it off. You don't feel worthy and you just won't receive it. But God never withdraws from you because of sin. Man, I haven't got time to explain that any further, but that needs a lot more explanation. That is contrary to a lot of things. So how does the Holy Spirit deal with sin in the life of a believer? I believe it's very similar to the unbeliever, that it's just one issue. Are you believing on Jesus? It's just the Holy Spirit will only deal with you over the issue of unbelief. That's it. And somebody says, well, it doesn't matter then if I go and get drunk or get high on dope. No, because you know what? What's wrong with that? You aren't trusting Jesus. Jesus wants to be everything for you. He created you so that you don't have to go get drunk or take dope or be addicted to pornography to satisfy some need on the inside. He wants to be everything for you. And if you are depending on alcohol, if you're going and taking dope, then you aren't trusting Jesus. You aren't believing on Him to supply those needs. You aren't letting Him build you up and encourage you. And instead, you're looking to some pill instead of the gospel. Amen. You're supposed to be dependent. And so the Holy Spirit will minister to you. But see, it's a positive ministry instead of saying, you're a drunk. How could God love you? No, the Holy Spirit will come and say, why do you trust that bottle? Why do you let the spirits in that bottle satisfy your hunger instead of letting the Holy Spirit minister to you? Why don't you trust Jesus? See, and it's a positive ministry. It's all about bringing you back to relationship with God. It's never in a condemning, rejecting type of way. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is a positive ministry, and He just deals with one sin. Why aren't you trusting Jesus in this area? You know, if a person lies, you can sit there and here's the approach that the church takes often. And they say, if you lie, you're going to forget who you lied to, where. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to wind up losing your job. You're going to be discredited. What about your reputation? And all of those things are true. And those are enough reasons in the natural to tell the truth. But see, those are external, physical things. That's not the real issue. You know what the real issue with lying is? Why is it that you can't trust God to take care of you? And so you have to tweak, change the truth, exaggerate it. Why is it that you have to inflate your importance and tell people that you're somebody that you aren't? It's because you don't trust in Jesus. It's because you really don't have a strong relationship with Jesus. You are dependent upon other people's approval. And so you're afraid that people won't love you and accept you the way you are. So you lie and misrepresent yourself and present yourself differently, trying to get a leg up, trying to manipulate people. It really, the bottom line just comes back to that you don't really trust Jesus. You don't see Him as your source of your job. And so you got to misrepresent and inflate things and make it look better, because that person that you are working for, you see him as your boss instead of God as being the real source. I think it's Psalms chapter 75, 76 says that promotion doesn't come from the east or from the west or from the south, but it's the Lord that sets up one and puts down another. The truth is, it's God who prospers you. But if you're sitting there and misrepresenting and lying and doing things, you know what? It's because you're insecure and you don't have a good relationship with the Lord. If you were to examine every sin, and if you just kept peeling back the layers and digging to the bottom of every sin, it really comes down to that you just aren't trusting Jesus. It's a sin of unbelief. That's the root of everything. And many times we look at consequences and think, well, no, the thing that's wrong with homosexuality is that, man, you can get sexually transmitted diseases. You can get AIDS. You can do this. And, you know, the bottom line is God created us, and He made them Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. He said that for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. This is what God says. And the bottom line, the thing that's wrong with homosexuality is you're saying God's wrong. And my own wisdom is superior. And you aren't trusting and believing in Jesus. The root of every sin is this thing of unbelief. It's the sin of unbelief. And even if somehow or another, you know, people say, don't go out and shoot up drugs because you can get diseases through shooting this up. You can destroy your health. It's going to be expensive. And we talk about consequences, and all of those consequences exist. But that's not the reason. What would happen if they came up with a cure for all sexually transmitted diseases? What would happen if all of a sudden dope became free? What would happen if somehow or another they made it so that it wouldn't destroy your health? Does that mean that it's okay now? No, the problem is, see, you still aren't trusting the Lord to deal with your emotions, and you're dealing with it in a carnal way when God wants to be the source of your life. And so the bottom line of every sin, the root of every sin, is just that you aren't trusting in Jesus. Relationship with Jesus is the antidote to every sin, to every problem in your life. If you're worrying, what's wrong with worrying? The bottom line is that you aren't trusting in Jesus. Worry is an insult against the promises of God. It's blasphemy against God. God said He would take care of you. And if you're worrying and saying, how am I going to make it? The bottom line is you aren't believing on Jesus. You got a sin of unbelief in you. The bottom line with all sickness and disease, the doctor says you're going to die. The Bible says you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And what's the problem is? You just aren't able to trust in Jesus. You trust the doctor's word, the lawyer's word, more than you trust Jesus. The bottom line of every sin is unbelief. And this is all that the Holy Spirit is dealing with. He is not condemning you about you drunk, you failure, you beat this person again. How dare you do this? It's never rejection. It's no condemnation. It always comes back to you aren't trusting Jesus. You know why you're angry? Because you aren't trusting in Jesus. You know why you have this bitterness? You know why you worry over this? You know why you abuse this substance? You know why you're hooked on this? Everything just basic boils down to that you aren't trusting in Jesus. And that's all that the Holy Spirit will convict you over. And if a person sits there and says, no, I am trusting in Jesus, there's no fear in my life, well, then the Holy Spirit may mention some individual sin that you're doing. Well, then why are you afraid to get in an airplane? Why are you afraid of heights? Why is it that you can't stand to be by yourself? Why is it that you can't go to sleep without a light on? He may point out something just to illustrate that, see, you do have this sin of unbelief. You aren't trusting the Lord in this area. But it's not these things that are the real issue. It's the root of not trusting in Jesus. And so when the Holy Spirit reproves us of that, He always does it in a positive way. About, why don't you trust me for this? It's not rejection because you've turned to this substance. It's, why don't you trust me? Why don't you believe me? Why don't you let me supply your happiness and peace? Why is it that you are so dependent on going to a doctor and letting this doctor tell you everything? You know, I talk to people before and after the services, and I am just shocked at how many people have things wrong with them. And I even wonder, how do you even find out that you have this wrong with you? They don't feel anything. There's no symptoms, but a doctor told them this. You're going and paying somebody money to look for some kind of problem and find something wrong with you. I'm just amazed at the way people don't trust God. And they are so dependent upon a man telling them things. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. But it just is amazing to me how little people trust God. They are so plugged into this world system that, man, they are doing everything the world is doing. And the Holy Spirit will reprove you of this. It's not the fact that you're doing this. Or it's, why aren't you trusting Jesus? Why don't you believe on Jesus?
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the positive ministry of the Holy Spirit. This updated 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1020 for CD or R3214 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RH4 titled The Sin of Unbelief when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have some tremendous people answering the phone, some of my best friends, and every single person on the phones has been taught, and we see miraculous things happen. I mean, I could spend a lot of time talking about the testimonies, but the bottom line is that there is help available to you. Not only can you get the materials if you'll ask for them, but there's people that can pray with you, there's people that can answer your questions, and they would love to be able to help you any way they can. We're open from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. every weekday, except a holiday. Our number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.